good morning or good afternoon. Hello. Hello, my beautiful friend. Hi. This is Sif John Stevens. Glad to be back with you. Thank you. So many of you sent such beautiful notes last week. I had a death in the family and have been doing what people do, right? Like that, like crazy, crazy grief ride. I'm sure many of you know exactly what I mean. Sometimes just absolutely flattened, and other times, you know, popping up for air and being able to kind of really feel the connection to life again, and feel the connection to just the crazy, impossible beauty of being human. And my friend Kirsten says, which I love, I've been quoting her all week long, she says, you know, grief is like having no skin. And I just think it's such an apt description, because there's nothing protecting us when we're in grief, at least in many times. I know also, and I've been talking to a lot of people about this also this week, I know that a lot of times when people are in grief, there is a need to numb. There's a need to check out. And I get that, you know, I totally get that. But I guess if we're not doing that, if we're not using substances or I don't know what else we might, whatever we might use to not feel, then we feel it all, you know. And I think this is what I want to talk to you about today, is because last week I sent you, you may not have seen it, but I'll just describe it for a moment. Those of you who did see it, instead of sending an audio, I sent a text lovegram showing you a gift that my friend Greg had sent me. And that painting, he had painted a photograph that I'd taken in black and white. That was it was a very, very sad moment for me. It was not about this death, but it was about sort of another metaphorical death in my life that I had been really grieving. And so I'd taken that picture and talked about it as a pinprick of light, even though it was black and white. And I just got that. I just thought, oh, that is interesting. But there was a dog, and he was like, you know, racing across the beach. And it was a moment for me of uplift in the midst of that other metaphorical death. And my friend Greg had painted that photo in brilliant color, brilliant. And I opened it up the day after this person died, and burst into tears. It was like this, like I opened the package and it was like this amazing, like living color, living heart, living lifeline. And that's the thing I think I want to talk to you about a little more, because something else happened this week that has been, it's been that same sort of feeling. And I think last week, I think I called it unexpected love. And I think that's true for what I'm talking about today as well, which is that when we're in the midst of something really hard, and it doesn't have to be a death, it could be, like I said, it could be a metaphorical death, it could be, you know, just a deep loss or pain or heartache, that often if we're paying attention, there are these like brilliant moments of love that come in, like Greg's painting, or like, as I had told you, this just touches me to no end. I wish I knew who these people were. They were all strangers, but every single person who came up to me when I was sobbing on that ferry ride, trying to get myself back to the airport, every single person who came up to me, who put a hand on my shoulder or gave me Kleenex or just like gently said, you know, can I help you? So beautiful. So deeply, deeply felt in the midst of the pain. Well, so I'm going to try and make this succinct, but I have this ongoing story with my friend Kirsten about a wedding cookie called Kiffles. And I don't even really remember how we started. You know, I don't even remember how this Kiffle became such a metaphor for something, but it has. And this is what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about the meaning that we give things. And I want to talk to you, oh, where did it go? I'll tell you in a sec. I'll find it. So I'll tell you the story, and I'm kind of looking to find wherever I put, I forget where I put this thing. It's a quote I wanted to share with you. So when my friend got married, she had these cookies that somehow we'd already been talking about them. They'd already become somewhat of a metaphor for love, for joy, for celebration. I don't really remember because this was literally 15 years ago. And when I was at her wedding, I had some kiffles. There was, you know, the meaning being sort of woven in already. But right after her wedding, I was flying back to see my mom. And her family is from that same part of the world. And it just so happened I was on the same plane as my friend's aunt and a few other of her relatives. And I don't think I noticed them, but they must have noticed me. And at one point before I can't remember if it was when, maybe we were already in the air, and her aunt came running up the aisle and, like, you know, said hello to me and handed me a napkin with some kiffles. So she handed me a napkin and it had these cookies in it. And I was so touched. It was this beautiful gesture. You know, you're on a plane, you don't expect that you're going to, like, have some love, right? Like, I mean, typically I don't from someone. And the fact that it's like she was on the plane, we had come from this wedding, it had been such a beautiful celebration of love. And that she just, like, it was such a sweet gesture, no pun intended. And this was 15 years ago, and frequently, you know, maybe not frequently, but every once in a while, I've remembered that moment with my friend Kirsten, and always said to her, like, that was just so lovely. That was so lovely. And, you know, maybe we talk about kiffles or laugh about the cookies. Well, then it's like 15 years later, about 6 months ago, I got the idea of, like, oh, I want to thank your aunt for that moment because it keeps coming back to me. And it was such a beautiful moment. And Kirsten gave me her address and I sat on it for a long time. I had this address, I maybe 4 months, maybe 5 months, that after I had the idea I was going to write her a thank you note. And then I didn't, until I did. So I don't even know. I was leaving for my friend Trisha's house in Canada. And I don't know why. I just decided that this was really important to do before I left. And I wrote the letter. And here's what I said, dear so-and-so, this is Sherry, Kirsten's friend. I hope this finds you well. 15 years ago this past June, you did something extraordinary and kind for me. Do you remember? We were on the same plane after the wedding and you brought kiffles to my seat. You may have thought that was a small thing, but it's a memory I still carry. It fills me with delight and sweetness, just like those kiffles do. Jack Kornfield says, the little things, the little moments, they aren't little. I'm writing to tell you thank you for that gesture all those years ago. It lives on in my heart, and every once in a while, I tell Kirsten how lovely it was. The last time I told her, I asked for your address to tell you. Never underestimate the power of your kindness. It lives on. It ripples out. With appreciation that lingers like the memory of your gift. And then I included some photos from the wedding, which was really fun to find those and add to those in. So I sent that off. And in all honesty, I just forgot about it because I had so much going on. I already was, as I mentioned to you, was sort of grieving something else. And then, of course, then I, as I was headed back from my friend Trisha's, you know, this death on my way back. And when I got home a couple days later, I got a letter from somewhere. I didn't know the person. I didn't know the writing. I was like, huh, I wonder who this is from. And it was from Kirsten's aunt. And I just love this whole, I'm calling it boomerang love, boomerang pinpricks of light, boomeranging love. Because it's just this, you know, she just had come from a wedding and they had had kiffle. So she was sharing that little tidbit. And then, you know, was thanking me. It was like this beautiful handwritten, you know, letter. It was more of a letter than a note. So there was like, it was beautiful. And at one point, she reflected back to me what I had said. You're right that the little things matter. And that has echoed in my mind so much because, you know, we're talking about a cookie, right? We're talking about, but as I've been saying to Kirsten ever since I got this letter from her aunt, that it's like we assign meaning to things, and in doing so, they become so much more. Right? Like this kiffle is now such a metaphor for, I mean, it was a metaphor for love and celebration and connection, you know, the wedding cookie, the being on the plane and the gesture of, you know, that gesture of like connection. And now for me, getting this letter in the midst of the grief I'm in, It's also a medicine, a balm, you know, it's love in the midst of grief. So we've got I'm always saying, you know, celebration and grief are two sides of the same coin. And it's like, this is that coin right now. This is the grief I'm going through and the grief of all, right? Like, you know, you have weddings and then at some point, hopefully, you know, decades later, there's usually a death of one of the spouses and an ending, you know, it's both. And this kiffle story, I'm sharing it with you. It's taking me a long time to actually get to the real point of it. But Jack Kornfield says the little things, the little moments, they aren't little. And I can tell you that, you know, something that's been related to this kiffle story is that I've been sharing a lot of stories about this person who died, and they are the littlest of moments that you could even imagine. You know, I remember, you know, going to her house and the way she opened the door, arms wide for a hug with a smile. You know, I remember glancing over and seeing her, you know, we share a love of Cabernet. So seeing her with a glass of Cabernet, you know, in the chair, gazing adoringly at her son, right? Like just moments. And these moments, they aren't little. And I guess if there's anything, if there's anything I would most love to live on after I die, it is the idea of pinpricks of light. Those quote unquote little moments, they're pinpricks of light. They're our life. And when we actually are intentional, you know, as in this kiffle story, when we're intentional about taking one of those quote unquote little moments and saying, thank you. This was enormous. This was huge. When we do that, it makes everything in our life expand. Everything gets bigger. Because when we can truly be present to the biggest of joys in the smallest of moments, then again, that's in quotes, our lives become filled with this possibility of more feeling than we can ever imagine. And I'm using that word, I almost said joy, and it is in a way a joy, right? But being able to let in, even in the midst of the hardest times, that seeing that even those moments are a part of it, are a part of the meaning, are a part of the connection, are a part of the boomeranging love that is always all around us. So thanks for being here. Let me see if I still have... Oh, the music kept going while I was... That's interesting. This is Cats in the Cradle that is now up. Which is I don't know if you know this song. I can't remember who sings it, but I was playing that original song from I have a playlist of 300 songs that is my hospice playlist. You know, if I'm lucky enough to live that long and lucky enough to be, knowing that I'm on my way, you know, to death, that I want to listen to all these songs that have meaning to me from my life. And, Cats in the Cradle was one of them that came up. So anyway, I'm sending you so much love and, you know, boomerang it, please. boomerang something today that you heard that maybe touched you or that meant something to you, and boomerang it out to somebody that you love. Okay, bye-bye.